All right, just get my scripture here. And I want to speak on a little message here. I want to speak on within the framework of the message that we believe. He takes a bride. He takes his bride. And now also within that same framework, there's three
historians.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I thought of writing the title down here so she'll want the title placed on the internet and so forth. Within the framework of the message, he calls the bride. Let's just. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So let's read together, if you will, please. And 1 Thessalonians. And I want to read in the 4th chapter. And I want to begin reading with, let's just begin reading with verse, let me get where I can see the Bible a little better here. Alright. Let's begin reading with verse 13. It reads like this, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope.
Naye tetwagala mwe obutategeera abooluganda, eri abo abeebaka mulemenga okunakuwala era ng'abalala batalina ssuubi.
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
Kubanga bwe tukkiriza nga Yesu yafa n'azuukira, era Katonda alireeta bw'atyo abeebaka ku bwa Yesu wamu naye.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Kubanga ekyo kye tubabuulira mu kigambo kya Mukama waffe, nga ffe abalamu abaasigalawo okutuusa okujja kwa Mukama waffe, tetulisooka abeebaka.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
Kubanga Mukama waffe yennyini alikka okuva mu ggulu n'okwogerera waggulu.
And with the voice of an archangel.
N'eddoboozi lya malayika omukulu.
And the trump of God.
N'ekkondeere lya Katonda.
And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
N'abo abaafiira mu Kristo be balisooka okuzuukira.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord.
Naffe abalamu abaasigalawo ne tulyoka tutwalibwa wamu nabo mu bire okusisinkana Mukama waffe mu bbanga.
With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Kale bwe tutyo tunaabeeranga ne Mukama waffe ennaku zonna.
I might have stumbled at a word or two there due to the lack of light, but you got it anyway, didn't you? There's one other scripture I want to read. It's in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, and then I'll let you be seated. Praise the Lord. Notice that Paul said in that scripture, I don't want you to be ignorant about these things.
Mu kino kye tusomye, Paulo yagamba nti, saagala mu abooluganda obutategeera.
I want you to know these things.
Nti njagala mutegeere obubonero buno n'ebiseera bye tulimu.
Alright.
Weewaawo. Kati Matayo 25.
Matthew 25th chapter, I'm going to begin reading.
Ngenda kutandika okusoma Matayo 25 olunyiriri olusooka.
Alright, it says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went out and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Mu biro ebyo obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bulifaananyizibwa abawale kkumi abaatwala ettabaaza zaabwe ne bagenda okusinkana anaawasa omugole.
There's one important thing I want you to notice. That was 10 of these virgins that went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Awo njagadde mukitegerera nti abawala bano baali kkumi nga mbeerera abagenda okusinkana anaawasa omugole.
And he says then, meaning a specific time out in the future when Jesus was speaking, this time would come, say.
Era wano agambi wano jukira nti yayogera ku biseera eby'omu maaso Yesu w'alijjira mu kaseera ti akaseera kano kalijja.
And five of them were wise and five were foolish.
Naye bannaabo abataano baali basirusiru n'abataano be baalina amagezi.
They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
Kubanga abasirusiru bwe baatwala ettabaaza zaabwe ne bateetwalira amafuta.
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
Naye abalina amagezi ne batwala amafuta mu macupa gaabwe wamu n'ettabaaza zaabwe.
While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
Naye anaawasa omugole bwe yalwayo bonna ne babongoota ne beebaka.
I want you to notice you all 10 slumbered and slept.
Njagala okitegeere nti bonna ekkumi baabongoota ne beebaka.
All right. And the foolish, right, verse 6,
olw'omukaaga,
at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him.
Naye ekiro mu ttumbi ne waba oluyogaano nti laba anaawasa omugole ajja mufulume okumusisinkana.
Then all, and the way, those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps.
Abawala bali bonna bonna ne balyoka bagolokoka ne balongoosa ettabaaza zaabwe.
And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.
Abasirusiru ne bagamba balina amagezi nti mutuwe ku mafuta gammwe kubanga ettabaaza zaffe ziggwerera.
But the wise answered saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but rather go ye to them that sell and buy for yourselves.
Naye abalina amagezi ne baddamu ne bagamba nti wozi tegaatumale ffenna nammwe, waakiri mugende eri abatunda mwegulire.
And while they went to buy oil,
bwe baali bagenda okugula amafuta,
the bridegroom came,
anaawasa omugole n'ajja.
And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut.
Naabo abaali beeteeseteese ne bayingira naye mu mbaga y'omugole, oluggi ne luggalwawo.
Afterward came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us.
Oluvannyuma bawala bali abalala nabo ne bajja ne bagamba nti Mukama waffe, Mukama waffe, tugulirewo.
But he answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not.
Naye n'addamu n'agamba nti mazima mbagamba nti sibamanyi.
Watch therefore, let for ye know, excuse me please, watch therefore, for ye know not the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
Kale mutunule kubanga temumanyi lunaku newankubadde ekiseera omwana w'omuntu w'alijjira.
Let us pray please.
Katusabemuko.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your love, your goodness, and mercy. And grant us this prayer, please, to come together in your name once again. And opening and reading thy word. Lord, that's as far as we can go without the anointing.
Mukama,
Now we freely confess that our sufficiency is of the Lord. I pray for the anointing to speak words that will benefit these people. And Lord, I believe you for it. And we'll be so careful to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated if you like. Praise the Lord.
Mukama
Now, the two scriptures we read here, the two places. One place it talks about there being a shout. And the voice of the archangel. And the trump of God. And the other reading that it said that the midnight hour there was a cry
made.
Then all the virgins. All 10 of them that were waiting for the bridegroom, all 10 arose and trimmed their lamps. Now I want you to notice all 10 heard the bridegroom. All
10
were waking up by the cry. But there was a distinct difference in 5 of them. And the difference weren't that they didn't have lamps, they all had lamps. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the difference weren't that they weren't virgins, they all were. But all
10
arose and trimmed their lamps. And then and only then, they began to realize that there was something wrong. They began to realize that they didn't have any oil in their vessel. That was a
fine
foolish. Amen. But the wise had extra vessel of oil. The word says the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamp.
Ekigambo kigamba nti abatano abagezigezi batwala ettabaza zaabwe n'amafuta gaabwe mu zo.
Then the foolish came to the realization
abasirusiru ne balyoka beezuulanga
that there was something the wise had that they did.
Nti waliwo abagezigezi kye balina b'abasiru kye batalina.
So they said, will you please give me some oil?
Bami mpaya kendo kamuko kaka amafuta.
But the wise said, I'm so sorry, but I only have enough for myself. Amen. It said, but go ye to them that sell and buy oil. But it was too late when the wedding were about to take place. So as they went forth to find some oil, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready, the 5 went in. But the 5 foolish, they were left out. But they afterward realized that the door had been shut. And they begin to knock. And they begin to say, open unto us.
Lord.
We want to go in too. We want to be interacted. We want some of this message. But they missed it.
Naye bambi kyali kibayiseeko.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now, the wise, they were made, there was something inside them.
Naye mitima gy'abagezigezi mwalimu ekintu.
That was that seed predestinated from the foundation of the
world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just like the woman at the well. When she came to Jesus, and Jesus began to talk to her, Jesus began to tell her what was in her heart. Jesus began to tell her about her life. And she said, "Sir, I perceive your problem." And she said, "Hey, what are you doing talking to me being a Samaritan? The Jews don't talk to us." Jesus said, "Well, give me a drink." She says, "We have no dealings with each other." He was trying to get down to that spirit. He was trying to break through that old hard crust of the outer person. He was trying to get down to the inside of the inside. Where that little germ of life lay. That was predestinated in her before the world. Finally got through this old outer hub. And he said, "If you knew who it was, I'd ask you
for it."
Said, "You would have asked me for some water." And said, "I would have given you that living water." Something happened in her soul. She said, "Evermore, Lord, give me this water." She had something way down on the inside of the inside of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now when Jesus came first time, he came to the nation of Israel. But the way he came, they missed his coming. So my question is today, they missed his coming, have we?
Katichembuza chirinti. Obako basuko kutegera nti azze, twetegedde nti azze.
Amen. The Jews missed his coming, but have we missed his coming?
Abayudaaya basuko okujja kwe. Na yeffe kutusubye oba nedda.
You haven't missed his coming if you heard a cry.
Boba, if you have that.
If you heard a cry, a shout.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Paul told us exactly how he comes. Paul says, "The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout." And with the voice of an
archangel.
And with the trump of God. These are three things he does as he makes
it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now the all virgin, all ten heard the first part of that.
Embera zona ekumi zaulira echasoka.
Oh, is it all right if I dance a little, brother?
Amen.
Amen. I feel that wheel in the middle of the wheel. Praise God. Now I want you to notice all the virgin heard the shout. All the virgins heard the midnight cry. All the virgin woke
up.
All the virgins began to turn around. Amen.
Amen.
All the virgins were fellowshipping together. All the virgins were talking to each other. The foolish said to the wise, give us of your oil, they were all together. Amen.
Amen.
But there was more to his coming than the shout. Amen. There was a message that went with
that.
There was a stirring of the soul that went with
that.
Amen.
Amen.
All of them trimmed their lamps.
Amen.
But the five wives had oil in their vessels. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They all were born again.
Hallelujah. Amen.
They all heard the voice of the Lord. Amen. But they all didn't have the revelational part of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. The foolish still got the Holy Ghost. But they don't have the revelational part of it. They only got the feeling part of it. But there's coming a day and coming an hour just ahead of us. When this whole world's going to get some real trouble. You're at the end time. We began to see the beginning of sorrow. We all
gonna
realize we really need to really get where God wants us to be. And all of them will make an attempt there.
And
there is a difference in wise and foolish virgins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The wise virgins follow on to know the Lord.
Oh, yeah,
God. I'm telling you, it's time to follow on to know the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I got a revelation this week over at the, what's the name of that big lake? Lake Victoria.
Victoria.
We're poured off into the Nile River. They said, this is the source. Amen. Amen. Well, I know a source. Glory to God. It was told us by Prophet William Branham.
William Branham.
That all that God was, he poured into Christ. Hallelujah. All that Christ was, he poured into the church. The source in us.
Kakati ensuro eri mufi.
Hallelujah.
Ensuro yagwera munda mufi.
Amen. We connected to that source.
Kare tusabo kati fe tusibuka wali ku nsuro enyini.
I thought about that Nile River pouring from Lake Victoria.
Omugogo Nile wachira nabulo oza ngeri kuva mu Lake Victoria.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thought this is the same river down in Egypt that Moses turned into blood.
Hallelujah.
A few thousand years ago, it was still flowing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we are connected to the source. Moses was connected to the source. According to what John says, out from under the throne flows a river of living water. And he told us to come and drink.
Amen.
And we can drink from that water.
Kuomukiriza nawe ofuuka nsulo.
Jesus said, "Out of your belly."
Yesu yagamba nti okuva mu mbuto zammwe. Munaakulukutaokuvaamu emigga gy'amazzi amalamu. Amina. Amina.
Amen.
Amina.
This church here is a source.
Ekkanisa erina okunywa amazzi ago.
Amen.
Amina.
When we got to the place there where we got on the little boat, the water was bubbling up. It was told us by the guide there that there's many large springs and calling the water, just keep going
up.
When you get connected to the source, you become one of those friends. He didn't say let my light shine, he said let yours. When he gives you a light, it's your light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Well, this little light of mine, I'm going to
let it shine. era omusana gwo oguleka ne gwaka.
The word says you've translated out the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And you become children of light. Now the foolish virgin got this much as the wise had.
Come,
kisiru zari zina kwa chino nga zina wa zanti chino chimala nga mna wana wa jazi nga zima chirina
they heard the God, they heard the shout, they heard the message
bali waga wana waka werumu
amen but they failed to let the tree of life grow right out of this world of knowledge
na yeba ni mwakulele ya chukutubu uramu kumele na dano kubwa mwono mwenyeo kukule tu uramu
hallelujah
amen
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 the word of God says that in Revelation that the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God.
Ekigambo kya nakiga nga kubikulirwa nti waliwo omutyogo ogulamu oguli mu lusuku lwa Mukama Katonda.
So you come to it and it come to you.
You come to
The tree of life and the tree of life come to you.
Kati wajja tojja tosobola kujeri muti gwa bulamu nebo kujja gyoli.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bwe kujja gyoli.
Amen.
Amen.
And this is the garden here that the tree of life grows out of.
Amen.
In the 12th chapter of this book,
the
12th chapter of Hebrews, Paul said, you come to New Jerusalem. You come to a heavenly host of angels. You've even come to where the spirits of just men are made perfect.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You come right to the paradise of God. Amen.
Amen.
In the spirit, the Lord took you there. Paul said you haven't come to Mount Zion like the Mount Sinai like the Old Testament. I'm trying to lay the heart on you now, brother.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
You haven't come to Mount
Sinai
where the people were so scared. Because there was words spoken they couldn't endure. There was a great noise. Even Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake.
In
other words, you haven't come to the law. He said, but you come to New Jerusalem. You come to the heaven host of angels. You come to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You come not to smack the devil in the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's where the freedom's at.
The freedom?
Freedom.
That's
where the joy is at. And this joy is unspeakable and full of glory. That's where the light's at. And that's where the tree of life
is.
And Paul said, that's where you come to.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you can have the letter of the word without having the spirit of the word.
Amen.
I heard the tape by the prophet William
Branham.
He went and prayed for a man that had a lot of ailments.
Again,
who had a lot of sicknesses. And everywhere that he was hurt, he would lay a Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said he went and prayed for him. He had Bibles laying there in bed, had Bibles all over him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, brother, what's the purpose of all the Bible? Well, the word says he sent his word to heal us. He He said, so I'm going to put the word on that sickness.
Hallelujah.
But what he didn't know, he was only putting the letter of the word on the Jesus said, my words, they are spirit and they're life.
Yes,
and you've got to be a spiritual being to get that spiritual word. The seminaries can reveal the written word to you. Common preachers can reveal the written word to you. But only the spiritual can make it real. This is not the dead letter of the word, but it's the spirit of the word. Amen. There's something within the bride that's able to convert this natural word into spiritual
word.
And then the spiritual people can eat a spiritual word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, Jesus is the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord Himself shall descend in heaven with a shout. That's all right, I got one here.
Amen.
Yeah, preaching for God. Glory to God. So the spiritual bride received the spiritual word. That's the difference in foolish virgin and the bride. The foolish virgin can quote as much scripture as you can. The foolish virgin can say, Brother Brown said on this tape, Brother Brown said on that tape. Amen. But you got the spirit of the word, it
lives.
They got the tree of knowledge, but it won't open the door. Amen. They got the tree of knowledge, but it won't open the door. Without the spirit of this world, open that door for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's why it came the way it did.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Amen.
Paul said the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit because they are spiritually But the spiritual, let the Holy Ghost compare spiritual things with spiritual things in them. And it becomes a revelation. And it sets your heart on fire. Amen.
Amen.
We're marching to Zion. Beautiful Zion. We're marching up.
Zion, the beautiful city of God.
That's what Paul said, man. Amen. And I'm not going to dispute him. He said, you come to the Jerusalem. You come to Mount Zion. You come to the heavenly city. You come to the spirits of just men made perfect. You come to Jesus. You come to the mediator of the better covenant. You come to God. And he said, you come to an innumerable. I'll tell you, I believe this place is full of the night. Now notice, the source of the Nile didn't stay in Lake Victoria.
It's
not
going down.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as it flows out, it takes on a different form. Down at the falls below the source, there's some rapids there. The water began to tumble and turmoil. But it's the same water that was in the source.
Amen.
When we look at the message that woke up the foolish and the wise, in that confound, we can say that is Lake Victoria. But the message began to flow. I don't know if I got enough. Amen. Here it began to flow.
Amen.
Out of this one, that flows from water, it might be a tumbling over the rock. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here's another brother.
Amen.
He's drunk of that water. Now when God said a fivefold ministry in the church, first he sent a prophet to call us back to the word, to get our sight set right. Then God took him off the scene. Amen. Then there's other men followed right on his heel.
Kakati Narioka Aretaba Rabangiritano Nebaita Sineche.
Kept on bringing the word.
Nebatiana Vaita Chigambo.
Kept on revealing the word.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And when you see some of them bringing that word, you might think, I don't know what that man's doing. He's not doing it exactly like Brother Brown done. It's the same water. Amen.
Amen.
When we went up, I didn't see any of that water up there where it went to the source, tumbling and making white caps. But when it left there and got zeroed into a stream, amen. Then I saw, I heard the noise of it. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I saw the water running off over the rock. It looked like it was dangerous to get around. But there was a couple of young guys there that didn't think so.
Hey, And
they went over them rapids and down through
the
They got
on
those little jerrycans and then they went
to Rapids. Okay, Kakati. Kids, nga baddira ebidomola n'abyesiba ku mbuto nga babisaanikidde ne balyoka beekasuka ku biro by'amazzi bali biri bwe bati amazzi ne gabakulukusa nga bwe gaagala
ne
mapuliranga ndaba manyi miro ki baliko
enda
badasobola kwetaaa kyebalikoa ne bawuubira mu bubizi nti mugira mubaayo nange nangamba singa nange ekyo mbadde sobola okikola nandibeetabyemu
I'll admit I'm too old to do something like that.
Katambala sinza kucyegatta mu ekyo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But that's why this message is.
Obaka bwoti wali.
There are those in the land today.
Waliwo abamu leero mu nsi.
Just because they don't understand exactly the way someone else do it.
Olw'okuba nga tebasobodde kutegeera gundi ngeri gy'akolamu bintu bye.
They will try to condemn someone else because they're not doing like Brother Brown did. Well, I hope this don't make you feel smaller, but there's not a one of you can do it like Brother Brown did. God didn't ordain you to do it like that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amazzi agakulukuta mu mugongo kiira ne gagenda mpaka mu emisiri eri mu Egypti singa fena twandibadde tusobola okukola omulimu ogumu ndoza ndibadde bamwoyo nnyo naye si bwe guli amina.
Amen. So God used great men of God.
Kale Katonda akozesa abantu abasajja be bangi nnyo.
And there is a shout, the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Okuyita on them.
Mu ddoboozi erireekaana okuyita mu mukondeeri ya Katonda ne malayika omukulu.
Somebody said, I'm not too interested in the trump, voice of the archangel. What I want to hear is that trump of God.
Omwayinza ogamba nti bibiri saagala byonna njagala kulya kwondeere lya Katonda yokka.
Well, the trump, the voice, the shout, it's all
one.
If you hear the trump of God, you'll hear the rest of it. If you hear the trump of God, it means you've already heard the other two parts in it. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, folks.
Amen.
God bless you, folks.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
This is the Lord of mine.